is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. Reaction from around the globe rolling in over U.S. airstrikes on Iraq and Syria. Payback for those deadly attacks on U.S. troops. Britain says it supports the U.S. right to respond to attacks, while Iraq says the airstrikes could lead the region into dire consequences. CBS's Bradley Blackburn with more.
The air assault targeted dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria. Two B-1 bombers were among aircraft used, and U.S. Central Command reported more than 85 targets hit, including command and control centers, weapons depots, and drone storage facilities, all linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard and affiliated militia groups.
Now to South Carolina, holding the first official Democratic presidential primary. President Biden is looking to notch a big win, but there have been worries about the black vote. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
A Democrat gets between upper 80s and low 90s in black vote total, and the same thing's going to happen this year, maybe on the lower side. If so, Biden might lose, but he's certainly not going to lose most black voters.
Southern California is in the crosshairs of a nasty storm this weekend with possible flooding. Bob Orovec is at the National Weather Service.
The winds do pick up also as the rain comes in. There's a pretty strong storm forming off the coast of Central California Saturday night into early Sunday. That's going to be moving parallel to the coast. So the winds on the east side of the storm are going to be affecting the coastal areas through the day on Sunday. It start to weaken by Monday, though.
A year ago today, East Palestine, Ohio, was ravaged by a train derailment that displaced thousands after toxic chemicals were released. CBS's Roxana Saberi with more.
Environmental testing and cleanup of the disaster site are ongoing, while some residents remain concerned about their health and safety.
You said last time we spoke that your daughter had had some upper respiratory problems. Mm-hmm. How is her health now?
She has not had a lot of issues since we left the area, so I just pray to God that I got her out in time, that she won't have long-term effects.
There's a deal to end a teacher strike in suburban Boston. CBS Boston reporter Tammy Mustafa.
Utter jubilation and celebration as the 15-day battle over the Newton teacher contract is over.
The Newton Teachers Association and the Newton School Committee's bargaining teams agreed to a contract.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the alleged migrants caught on video assaulting two NYPD police officers should be caught and deported. Police say some were released without bail. They also say four of them may have caught a bus to California. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Artificial intelligence could be used to meddle in this year's elections. As Eric Tegedoff reports, it could cause voters to mistrust all information, even the truth.
Before the New Hampshire primary, a robocall imitating President Joe Biden called voters and told them not to vote. It's seen as a potential preview of what voters could be in for as the 2024 general election approaches. Rachel Ori is the senior associate director of the Bipartisan Policy Center's Elections Project. She says AI could have other consequences.
Our bigger concern is what's known as a liar's dividend, that the presence of false information makes voters trust any information less.
Ori says the past few years have seen a near constant assault on accurate voting information, which has made it challenging for good information to reach voters. Ori says AI could supercharge the misinformation campaigns that have existed for years. However, election officials across the country have a leg up going into the 2024 vote.
Election officials and voting advocates around the country are sort of well prepared to mitigate and respond to increases in misinformation because they spent the last couple of years flexing that muscle and learning how to respond to misinformation and election denial campaigns.
Ori says election officials should have a plan ready to respond to AI misinformation campaigns. She says there likely aren't any regulatory options available at the moment to stop these operations.
Technology is maybe growing faster than the regulatory tools we have available. So at present, it seems difficult to find a policy that the government could adopt and make these robocalls impossible.
Ori says another concern is targeted campaigns that use a voter's personal information to persuade them not to vote, although there aren't any documented instances of this happening yet. I'm Eric Tegedoff. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny by this afternoon, a high near 41, clear tonight, 25. Sunshine and mid-40s again for your Sunday. For Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 47. Upper 40s for Tuesday and Wednesday and near 50 by Thursday. That's weather from Severe Studios. Right now, it's 28.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Good morning, one and all. It is indeed time for Over the Back Fence on WFHR. I am your host, Seth. Thanks for joining me on this lovely Saturday. Sure, the sun isn't shining, but I'm going to call it a lovely Saturday. Temperatures aren't too bad out there. Hope everyone's having a great start to their weekend this week. First weekend in February. It is February 3rd, everyone. Hope you had a great Groundhog Day. Hope you had a first great month of the year. January is indeed over with. Wow, that went so fast. This is the show, everyone, Over the Back Fence, where you call 424-2600 if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors all throughout central Wisconsin. That is our listening area. If you want to talk about events coming up or don't want to talk about events that happened, we love to hear reviews of whatever's going on throughout our listening area as well. Anything else you want to talk about, that is what this show is all about. Got a lot to get to today. We got lots of sports coming up, of course, on WFHR and WIRI. We'll get into that in just a little bit. A lot of events coming up as well throughout the month of February, and lots to talk about there as well. First, one programming note. If you were tuning in to WIRI last night to catch the River Kings game, it wasn't there, which I'm sure you did notice. We had, before the game last night, I had a communication with the technical director over at the River Kings. Unfortunately, we are unable to carry their feed. For whatever reason, we are not able to get the feed for the game for last night or tonight. So just keep that in mind, everyone. The River Kings game will not be playing on WIRI this evening. Now, if you were in the mood for some hockey, I say go right on over to the Southwood County Recreation Center and go in person. If you went last night, of course, you saw the WFHR and WIRI staff, a couple of people there giving stuff away. I bet you they had a lot of fun last night, and I hope they enjoyed themselves, and I hope they had a great game too as well. I just sadly, we will not be having the game on the radio tonight. So hopefully, because of those technical issues, those will be fixed before next week when we have the last home series here in Wisconsin Rapids for the regular season. And then we'll see what's happened when the playoffs brackets come out and see where the River Kings are on there. See if they have any home games coming up in the playoffs. So much for that. Hope you were able to check out the hockey game last night, the Badgers and the Gophers, old rivals taking on each other last night on WFHR. We've got a lot more great stuff coming up tonight on WFHR. We've got the Bucks. They're taking on the Dallas Mavs tonight. Pre-game starts at 7 o'clock for that. Don't miss it. Be interesting to see how the Bucks continue on here with their new coach. See, things haven't started out so great, but we'll see how they respond here as we go along. Tomorrow on Sunday, we have more Badgers basketball starting at 11 a.m. That's the pregame. They are hosting Purdue. As you probably know, since it is at 11 and the tip-off is at 12, that means that there is no Polka Show rebroadcast tomorrow. Oh, well, that's all right. Just the Badger game got in the way, and it does happen. Hope you were able to catch it this morning at 7 o'clock when we first play the Polka Party Variety Show every Saturday for 7. And when there's not a game, at 1 o'clock on Sundays. It's going to be a back-to-back for the Bucks because at 6:30 on Sunday, pregame starts as they take on the Utah Jazz. They're going to be out west. That's why the game has got such a late start. That also means that there will be no Seth Faces the Music or Director's Cut this Sunday. Lots of preemptions going on with some great basketball, but hey, I'm cool with that. Both the Bucks, the Badgers, both playing pretty good right now. Let's get those guys on the air. We love to be able to carry both of those for you. Looking ahead to next week, we do have, of course, Playmakers on Monday, 3 o'clock live, 3 to 4, call in, sports thoughts and feelings. 6:05 on Monday, we've got the Greg Gard Show, talk about what happened over the weekend with the Badgers, see how they're doing in the standings, how they're doing in the rankings. It's going to be an interesting show for that. Now, looking ahead to next week, we got a lot more on tap. On Tuesday at 7:05, we've got the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Talk about the Badgers and their great success so far this year. Then at 8:30, the Bucks continue their Western swing as they take on the Phoenix Suns at 8:30. That's when the pregame starts on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we got more Badgers men's basketball at 5. Michigan. Badgers going to Michigan. That's why the game starts at around 5 o'clock. That's the pregame going out east for that one. On Thursday, the Bucks host the Timberwolves. Now, that's going to be an interesting matchup. Of course, Timberwolves having a very good year this year in the West. They're taking on their East rivals. I'm kind of interested to see how this game is going to go. I think it's going to be really cool. That's on Thursday, 6:30, pregame starts on WFHR over on WIRI. Hopefully, at about 7:05, we'll be tuning in to Wausau East, taking on the Lincoln High School boys in basketball. Michael Comer on the call with that. We're still kind of looking for someone to run the board for that. But stay tuned, everyone. Hopefully, we'll be able to bring that game to you on WIRI on Thursday at 7:05. Heading into Friday, the Bucks play once again. They're going to be back home at 6:30. The pregame starts as they host Charlotte. And like I said before, over on WIRI, the last home series, regular season home series for your River Kings. You'll be taking on the Isanti Outlaws on Friday and on Saturday, 7 o'clock on both of those games. Hopefully all the technical issues, of course, will be ironed out before next weekend so we can bring you all the action on WIRI. And then on Sunday, we got the Women's Badgers taking on Penn State. Pregame starts at 1:40 on WFHR. That is chock a block. Oh, and I even forgot, next Saturday, how can I forget this? Next Saturday, the Badger men's team will be taking on Rutgers. That pregame starts at 10, and that means, of course, tip-offs at 11. No over the back fence next Saturday, everybody. We are going to be preempted by the Badger game. And that's why I'm telling you, there is so much sports coming up next week on both WFHR and WIRI. Please, everyone, do not miss it. We do want everyone to check out all the great sports that we offer on both of our stations here in Wisconsin Rapids. And I hope you, by the way, speaking of sports, I don't know if everyone saw this, press release by the Rafters. Once again, WFHR will be your home for the Wisconsin Rafters baseball. All 72 games will be right here on WFHR. We are so excited to have, Andy Jachim. I figure out how to pronounce his last name. Andy Jachim from Bartlett, Illinois, will be doing the play-by-play on the radio this year. Can't wait to give see Andy come up here, talk to him about doing the radio broadcast of the Rafters. Can't wait for the new year to start. I mean, it's February. Pitchers and catchers are reporting soon, right? That means that summer is just around the corner. Well, that's kind of the way I look at it anyway. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have a couple items to give away. One is an older aquarium stand, and the other one is a box of old TV tubes and radio tubes. If anybody wants them, they can have them. Just give me a call at 715-451-1285. Thank you.
451-1285.
Great.
All right. Thank you very much. Got a couple items to give away here. An old aquarium stand and some old TV radio tubes from back in the day, which is pretty cool. I actually wish I had something that I could put those into. That'd be kind of cool. But anyway, he's just giving that stuff away. If you're interested, 451-1285, 451-1285, the number to call for that. Well, we got more to get into here, folks. We got some events to talk about, of course, some other great items. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and we're gonna play a little music here as we go into break. We got just something new that I'm trying out here on Over the Back Fence. We'll see what happens with it. I hope everyone's enjoying that a little bit, as much as I am anyway. I'm really enjoying it. But while I do that, I have right here a pack of four tickets to get to a River Kings game. We've only got a few games, home games left here, three to be exact. So we got to get rid of these tickets. I got a pack of four here. If you want to call up during the break, if you haven't won anything in the last 30 days, 424-2600, I will give you these this four-pack of comp tickets to the River Kings coming up. You can use them at any game tonight, next weekend, whatever you want. But I've got four tickets here, 424-2600. Call during the break here and see if you want to go to the game for free. We're going to go ahead and... let's see here. I get myself in order here. We're going to go ahead and go to break right now here on Over the Back Fence. And we're going to play, go somewhere where the, you know, the music's a little sweeter and the weather's a little better. Here we go with Ray Charles and George on My Mind on WFHR.
Georgia. Georgia. The whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia. A song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I say, Georgia, oh Georgia, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
Her the arms reach out to me. Her the eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. Oh, 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 Georgia, Georgia, no peace, no peace I find, just an old song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia,
I said just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny by this afternoon, a high near 41, clear tonight, 25. Sunshine and mid-40s again for your Sunday. For Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 47. Upper 40s for Tuesday and Wednesday and near 50 by Thursday. That's weather from Severe Studios. It's 30 at our studios.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio. Another Georgia song there, those Boz Skaggs, with keeping the Georgia theme in. I don't know why. I just I had it there, so I decided to go with it, everybody. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves. Hope everyone's having a great Saturday so far out there. Let's go ahead and take a call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi. I have to give away a women's four-wheel walker. It's very good condition. It's got a seat you can sit on, and then it's got a little thing. If you push the seat up, it's got a little basket down where you can put your stuff in. So they can call us at 715-424-5988 if they're interested to give away.
424-5988.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Sure. Bye.
Bye. All right, we got a walker, four-legged walker to give away here if you're interested or in need, 424-5988, 5988, 424-5988 is the number to call if you're interested in that walker they are giving away. Keep the calls coming, everyone, 424-2600. You're on Over the Back Fence here, and I, once again, thanks everyone for listening today. Hope everyone's having a great day out there. Let's get to a few things here that are going on throughout the area. Our good friends over at the Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Forestry Department are doing a tree sale, community tree sale right now. It's very cool. There's several different varieties to choose from. You can order a tree for yourself or for the community. Deadline for orders is Monday, April 15th. Let's try that again. Monday, April 15th, with pickup in early May at the City Garage. If you are interested in that, you can contact Sue Winch, 715-213-1747. 213-1747, or email her at swinch9@gmail.com. swinch9@gmail.com, I think is what it's supposed to say. Or you can also contact the Parks Department, 715-421-8240, 421-8240, or Parks Department at wyrapids.org. You can email them your orders there as well. They've got Skyline Honey Locust. They've got some Purple Prince Crab, Sugar Time Crab. They've got a Fall Fiesta Sugar Maple, some very cool trees. If you're interested in planting a tree, beautifying your land or the community's land, whatever community you're in, we do encourage you to do that. It's very cool. Right now, the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center is offering a exhibition that's going on through, where's it going on through? Well, where'd it go? I can't see it. Anyway, it's going on right now. This is for first-time artists, which is very cool. They encourage artists from age 9 to 99 years young who have yet to be publicly exhibited at any place. All art mediums were accepted, and this exhibition will run through April 1st. There we go. I found it. April 1st. It can be viewed during regular business hours, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or by appointment. So this is people, aspiring artists of any age, who have never had anything exhibited before. This is so cool. I'm glad that they offer this here in Central Wisconsin. The Arts Center, of course, is located at 2651 8th Street South in Rapids. And like I said, their normal business hours, Tuesday through Thursday, 10 to 5, is when you can go see that. Of course, don't forget, the gift shop is always open. And it's a great way not only to support the cultural center, but also artists in the area for the wares that they sell there. It's very, very cool. Quick shout out before we keep going here to the Polar Bear Plunge. Hope everything went great this morning. The weather was cooperative. Wasn't too bad. So I hope everyone had a great time as it is going on. It's actually going on right now as we speak. The plunging is not supposed to begin until noon. So head on over there if you get a chance. They're still going. They've got lots of fun stuff going on over at the Anchor Bay Bar and Grill at 4360 North Beeren Drive if you are interested in checking out some people jumping into cold water, which I always recommend. Also going on right now, the market at the Moravian Winter Market goes on until about 1 o'clock today. It's at the basement of the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. And if you want more information, go to their Facebook page, Wisconsin Rapids Winter Farmers Market. Find out who the vendors are. And I saw two food trucks in the parking lot today. So if you want to go outside, enjoy the relatively nice weather, go get some hot food at the food trucks out there. We do ask you to support all the vendors who come out for this. It's a great way to keep this thing going. That's the important thing. So 1 o'clock today at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South, the Winter Farmers Market going on right now. Let's take a look at a few other things that are going on this very day in February. Let's see here. We got some, can people still sign up for this one? Snowshoeing, no snow. So I'm guessing they're not doing that. nothing else going on today here. So let's go ahead and take a look at the week ahead. See what's coming up this week. Oh, tomorrow we got a couple of meals, church meals tomorrow that we would encourage you to participate in. Over in Plover at the St. Bronislava Holy Name, 3200 Plover Road. They are having their all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast tomorrow starting at 8:30 a.m. Goes till about noon. Menu includes buttermilk and potato pancakes, French toast, breakfast links and ham, milk, juice, coffee. $10 is all it costs for ages 13 to adult, $4 for ages 5 to 12, and if you are 4 and under, it is free. This is cooked by the Men of Holy Name and the table service by St. Bronze Boy Scout Troop number 201. All-you-can-eat breakfast tomorrow morning, 8:30 at St. Bronislava, 3200 Pullover Road. So your breakfast is taken care of. And for your dinner, we have that covered too over at the St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church, 8020 South Park Road in Wisconsin Rapids. They have a spaghetti supper going on tomorrow night. It goes from 4 to 6. Dinner served at your candlelit table includes fresh garden salad, spaghetti with homemade meat sauce, Italian garlic or plain bread, dessert cart featuring an assortment of hand and homemade. I suppose we could both include both in there. Pies, cakes, cookies, and other desserts, hot and cold beverages. Again, only $10 for adults and seniors. Children 6 to 10, 5, 6 and under are free. Go get some spaghetti at another church meal. And we do encourage you to go ahead and check that out as well. Let's turn over here and see what is going on. On Monday, we have a couple of things we do want to highlight, including the council chamber. This is an important one, everyone. As you know, the spring primary election is coming up on February 20th. That, of course, is a Tuesday, February 20th. And we got a big election coming up. Our new mayor will be chosen this election cycle. So the primary is in February. The general election, of course, is in April to choose our new mayor. We have four candidates that are running. And if you would like to know a little bit more about these, the 2024 Mayoral Forum will be held at the Council Chambers. This is sponsored by Wisconsin Rapids Community Media and the League of Women Voters. Big shout out to them for doing this. It is at 6 p.m. on Monday the 6th. That's just coming up on this Monday. Yes, Monday the 6th. Tuesday the 6th. I just had to check a calendar. Oh, Lord. Anyway, so go to see what the stances are of the four different candidates and find out where they stand and if they agree with your views. That is coming up on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Sorry about that. Oh, my calendar is all messed up. Got a couple of events happening on Monday over at the McMillan Public Library. By the way, if you haven't checked out their new calendar on the website of the McMillan Library, it's very cool. They just updated it, and everything is listed in a nice, clean way. Oh, it's very, very cool. A lot more information on each of these events as well. So it's very cool. I would encourage you to check it out. On Monday, we have their next Monday movie two times. They'll be showing it, one at 1:30 and one at 6 o'clock. And this week, they are showing A Haunting in Venice, a mystery movie. Hercule Poirot, of course, Agatha Christie, the author of that one. And I have to say, I have seen this movie, and it is very good. I do encourage you to go check it out at the library, 1:30 and at 6 on Monday. Also, Pokemon Club is back, goes from 6 to 7 in the all-purpose room on Monday as well. So go check that out. I do encourage everyone to use the library for all of the great events they have going on there. And it's a great public institution, our library, and we have one of the better ones in this state. Looking ahead to the rest of the week here, we have a couple of things that we do want to talk about. We do want to highlight especially something that's coming up here that we are associated with here at WFHR and WIRI. We are a sponsor of the next show put on by the Arts Council here on Wednesday the 8th at 7:30. We will be welcoming in Uptown. From humble beginnings in Harlem, NYC, Uptown spreads their unique perspective on Motown soul classics to audiences all over the globe. Their signature style can be seen in their choreography, arrangement, and contemporary tack of their content. A high-energy family show that combines a new-school look and feel with old-school classics that we all know and love. Uptown was described as the most electrifying show I've seen in a decade by some anonymous reviewer. If you want to check out their website, uptownofficial.com, go see some videos, hear some music. These guys are amazing. If you want to hear more about them, go ahead and check out Thursday's morning show at about 9:30. That's hour number two. And listen, we had Sally come in here, we had Eric come in from the pack, and we talked with Joel Walker, I believe is his name, the music director of Uptown. Check out that very cool interview that James and Sally and Eric had. It's a fabulous interview. Talk to Joel about what Uptown is all about, and you can find out more if you go to savorthearts.com. Of course, you can also purchase your tickets there 24/7. If you want to do it the old-fashioned way, you can call 715-424-2787 during their normal business hours, 10 to 2:30 Monday through Thursday. You can also visit them in person, 1040 8th Street South, Suite 101. Encourage you to go to this. Hopefully later this week we'll be giving away some tickets as well. It's a fabulous way to get some great entertainment here in Wisconsin Rapids. We are so blessed and very excited about being able to do that. All right, I think it's about time here to take ourselves another break. Maybe play another tune here. Let's find out. Let's see, what do we got here? There's a good song. Let's throw that one in there. we'll be taking a break right now. Pay a couple of bills, play some tunes. If you want to call in during the break, please feel free, 424-2600, to get on over the back fence here at WFHR. We got a classic here from the 1970s. It's just a great tune, and I'm glad to share it with you today. Here is The Band with The Wait here on WFHR.
Was feeling bound, half-fast dead. the load right on in. I picked up my bag, I went looking for a place to hide. Then I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side. I said, hey, Carmen, come on. Moses, there's nothing you can say. It's just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on a judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Anna Lee? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Anna Lee company?
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
Great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps.
You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny by this afternoon, a high near 41, clear tonight, 25. Sunshine and mid-40s again for your Sunday. For Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 47. Upper 40s for Tuesday and Wednesday and near 50 by Thursday. That's weather from Severe Studios.
It's 30 at our studios.
Please, please tell me now. Please, please tell me now. Please, please tell me now.
Welcome back, one and all, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Thanks for joining me today on this Saturday. It is the 3rd of February, second month of the year already. Hope everyone is catching and holding on to something tight, because we seem to be going out of control through this year already. Wow. So fast. You know, that's kind of one of the weird things about time, man. It's just so weird. Anyway. All right, continuing on here with some items that I think are good to know for stuff coming up this week. I did miss one quick thing that was happening over at the library on Wednesday. Matt Zacher for mayor, he's one of the candidates who's running for mayor, will be having a meet and greet over at the library. He is Meet Your Potential Future Mayor in an insightful evening with Matt Zacher. It's hosted by the candidate himself. And this is coming up on Wednesday the 7th at the all-purpose room in the library. So go ahead and check that out. Looks like it's from 9:30 to 11 is when Matt Zacher will be in the library for a meet and greet to learn more about potential new mayor of Wisconsin Rapids. And you'll see what his views are and see if they jibe with what you are interested in for the area here in Wisconsin Rapids. Coming up on Thursday, we've got the next McMillan Concert Series. A group by the name of Our House, a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young tribute band, committed to igniting the spirit and legacy of one of music's most emblematic ensembles with precise musical craftsmanship and a heartfelt embrace of the CSNY storytelling ethos. Their aim is to celebrate and uphold the music that resonates through their work. That's from 7 to 9 on Thursday in the Fine Arts Center. It is free, and it's the next part of the McMillan Concert Series. Very, very cool. I love the fact that the Laurel Hall Library offers these very nice things that we can participate in. It's very, very cool. Friday, they've got another movie matinee happening. That's going to be a fun one. Starts at 12:30. It's The Princess Bride. Wow, what a great movie. I love that movie. It's so awesome. Anyway, so if you're interested in seeing it again for the first time or the 100th time, I think I'm closer to the 100th time on that one, The Princess Bride will be at the library and the Fine Arts Center at 12:30 on the 9th of February. That is a Friday coming up. This next coming Friday as well. One more time, a reminder that The River Kings have their last home series, regular season home series, coming up next weekend. So if you haven't had a chance to get to the games yet, now is your chance. They're taking on the Isanti Outlaws. Going to hopefully wrap up the season, home season, in good shape. They're doing very well in the standings, of course. Looking forward to the playoffs for the River Kings. Can't wait to see what goes on there. Oh boy. Okay, let's see here. I know we got a couple other things we got to get to here. I want to had a good meeting coming up just this week. James did on Midday Magazine with our good friends over at the Elks Lodge. Well, they got a couple of things coming up that we certainly want to let everyone know about because they're doing some cool things over at the Elks Lodge right now. 693, we've got game nights coming up here. And this is specifically for doing some membership recruiting. Find out what the Elks are all about and have some fun while you're doing it. $5 burger special. You get some great food. This is Thursday, February 1st, so we already did that one. The 8th is the next one, so this coming Thursday. And then the 22nd, this will include card and board games, darts, trivia, cribbage, and more. 430 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Doors open at 5 o'clock for that. If you have any more questions, call 423-1930, 423-1930, the Elks Lodge. And they'll also be hosting a Super Bowl party coming up on the 11th, of course, on February. This is at the Elks Lodge as well. Game starts at 5:30. Doors will open at 5. Bring a dish to pass. Bar will be open. So go have some fun. Bring something to share. And you can see the 49ers and the Chiefs take on for the next Super Bowl. Next Super Bowl coming up here on February 11th, next Sunday. I can't believe it's already coming up. Man, my goodness. How could it be that? Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. Couple more items here that I want to talk about coming up. We got a couple of course, the fish fries will be coming up. Our good friends over at Dairy's Food Works will be having a Lent fish fry from the 16th of February through the 22nd of March from 4:30 to 7:30. Served with coleslaw, rye bread, and a potato choice. They have a variety depending on how much fish you want, different prices for that. They will have delivery available for assisted living homes and senior apartments as well, which is very cool. 15% of all food sales will go to Elks Charities. Very cool as well. Carried out orders are available starting at 4:30. Call 423-1930. That is the Elks number, 423-1930, if you're interested in getting a takeout meal for those fish fries when they start on the 16th. Another event that was talked about this week, over at Midday Magazine. Go check it out on the archive. If you want to hear more about it, go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, find Midday Magazine, and you'll find our whole archive of shows right there. The 10th annual Empty Bowl event will be happening. This is such a cool event. And this also, of course, because someone's bowl is always empty, help raise funds for organizations in the community that provide direct food relief to our neighbors in need. This is going to happen at February 17th at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., hosted by our good friends at Focus. 2321 West Grand Avenue. For your $10 donation, ages 3 and above, you receive a simple meal of soup, bread, a beverage, and a cookie. A handmade bowl crafted by a local potter or pottery student is yours to keep as a thank you for your support. There's also Take a Chance with some great gifts and art at their basket raffle as well. They'll be doing that as a fundraiser. Here's some of the places that will be providing soup for this great event. Aaron's Wines and Steins, the Anchor Bay Bar and Grill, Chatterbox Catering, Danny Kay's, Grace's Family Restaurant, Great Expectations, Jennings and Company, Junkyard Bar and Grill, Misty's Menu, Olympic 2, and Sportsman Pub and Grill, also serving homemade rolls. Visit the Focus website for more information. Focus of SWC, Focus of SWC, that's all one word, .org. You can check it out. Also check out their Facebook page for more information on that. That is such a cool thing. Oh, goodness. Keep talking. Just keep talking to no one. Just talking out there for everybody. I'm going to take another break here, play some more music. We got a few more things we'll touch on when we come back before we wrap up the show here on Over the Back Fence. We got a classic from the 90s here, one of my all-time favorite female groups here from the 1990s. Great harmonies, great beats. They were so cool. Here's a little TLC with Creep on WFHR.
Lonely. Say it with me, the Boxing Six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny by this afternoon, a high near 41, clear tonight, 25. Sunshine and mid-40s again for your Sunday. For Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 47. Upper 40s for Tuesday and Wednesday and near 50 by Thursday. That's weather from Severe Studios.
It's 30 at our studios.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Thanks for joining me today, everybody. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. Good day to get some stuff done, right? The weather's pretty nice. Maybe get some stuff done outside. Maybe get some stuff done inside. Whatever you need. Today is a good day to do that. All right, everybody. Well, we're just about up at the end of the show here. I do want to remind everyone real quick that coming up today, well, I'm tongue-tied at the end of the show here. Today we do have at 7 o'clock tonight the Milwaukee Bucks taking on the Dallas Mavericks. So go ahead and check that out one more time. There will not be a River Kings game on WIRI tonight because of some technical difficulties they're having over there. So unfortunately, we cannot bring you the game tonight. But you can go to the game, go to the South County Rec Center and get your tickets. Go see the River Kings as they have only got a couple of games left this year at home. Don't want to miss that, everyone. All right, and then coming up tomorrow, we've got some Badgers men's basketball starting at 11 a.m. They're hosting Purdue, and the Bucks playing Utah at 6:30 tomorrow. All kinds of basketball on WFHR, so stay tuned and listen to for that. On Monday, we've got Playmakers at 3, so we can talk more sports then because you just can't get enough sports right now, everybody. So I hope you enjoy all the sports coming your way here on WFHR and WIRI. Up next, we've got the Cripes Cast from Charlie Behrens coming up here at about noon. And going till about 1. If you haven't noticed, we do have something of a new lineup coming up this afternoon. I think we've kind of rearranged our schedule at Civic Media for our weekends. So we got a couple of shows that used to be on at 7 o'clock on weeknights and now have been moved to Saturday. So check that out. Give them a listen. See what these new shows have to offer. It's going to be interesting. So we'll get your feedback, too, of course. We want to know what you think of this lineup. And don't worry, of course, we have our local shows here. They're not going anywhere. So stay tuned for more information on that as well. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Over the Back Fence today. One more time, we will not be on next Saturday, the 10th, because of Badgers basketball. Hope everyone has a great week. We will see you over the week here on the morning show and other places here on WFHR, WIRI. We are part of Civic Media, and we are also locally grown radio. Here's Arrested Development with Mr. Wendell on WFHR.
Means a snack for me, but it means a big deal to you. Be strong, serve God only. Know that if you do, beautiful heaven awaits. Esther pulled my rope for the first time. I saw a man with no clothes, no money, no plate. Mr. Wendell, that's his name. No one ever knew his name, cause he's a no one. Never thought twice about spending on an old bum until I had the chance to really get to know one. Now that I know him, to give him money isn't charity. He gives me some knowledge, I buy him some shoes. And to think blacks spend all their money on big colleges, still most of y'all come out confused. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell. Yeah.
has freedom, a free that you and I think is dumb. Free to be without the worries of a quick to this society, for Mr. Windows a bum. His only worries are sickness and an occasional harassment by the police in their chase. Uncivilized we call him, but I just saw him eat off the food we waste. Civilization, are we really civilized? Yes or no? Who are we to judge when thousands of innocent men could be brutally enslaved or killed over a racist grudge? Mr. Window has tried to warn us about our ways, but we don't hear him talk. Is it his fault when we've gone too far? And we got too far, cause on him we've walked. Mr. Window, a man.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids home, for Matt Flynn Direct.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Febreze Fabric Spray.
I'm Allison.